CSE Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank, the official bank of Chadron State Athletics. Live on location, here's your host, voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
And welcome to another edition of the CSC Sports Roadshow. As you heard, presented by Security First Bank once again as we make our way into March down to the Ridge here in downtown Chadron. Nice crowd already making their way into the Ridge to enjoy dinner and drinks and Eagle talk. Interviews, a lot of fun stuff happening here tonight. Some March Madness bracket banter, of course, with our guests, and I'm sure maybe some final positioning in each other's brackets as they discuss here in front of us at the tables and get ready for the big tournament tomorrow. We're going to wrap CSC Sports with a little bit of March Madness throughout the evening and have some fun here on our CSC Sports Roadshow. Again, it's our monthly program that we take around town to different spots in Chadron, and this month it brings us back here to the Ridge. Ron Moore and the crew, a great job always as hosts. We were here in the fall. So glad to be back here in March of 2022. I'm your host, Dave Collins, and tonight we have a really fun show lined up for you. We're going to talk with Chadron State Women's Golf Head Coach John Ritson as the Lady Golfers into the spring season. We're going to follow with John with Kinsey Smith, who's a member of the women's golf team, as well as that women's wrestling squad. We talked to Kinsey in the fall, and we're going to catch up with her once again because a very busy Chadron State student athlete that has a really cool story to tell about competing in the National Women's Wrestling Tournament and then getting to a golf tournament right afterwards and playing in that tourney. So Kinsey is going to be on the show. Her whole team's down here to watch and enjoy and support Kinsey as well. So great to have the women's golf team in the house. And our final guest tonight will be Kenzie Garner, a new name if you're just getting familiar with the CSC softball season. I know we haven't had very many home games yet just this past weekend, so if you're trying to get to know some of the team, this is a new one to keep your ear on for a while. She's a freshman. She's a pitcher for the Lady Softball Squad and a very good one. Had two exceptional starts over the weekend for CSC. Can't wait to talk to Kenzie and learn more about her, share some of her story, talk softball, and, of course, the March Madness bracket. See who Kenzie's got winning the entire college basketball tournament. Should be fun to see who picks who and how they make those picks here tonight on the March Madness part of our show. We will come back with our first guest. We're just getting things started here tonight at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. You are all invited to come down and take things in for the evening. Enjoy, again, great dinner, drinks, specials, and a little early St. Patrick's Day festivities here today as well. We'll be back with our first guest. Head coach John Ritson of the Eagle Women's Golf Team is on the show, on the way.
Serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
All right, that's right. We are at the Ridge here tonight in downtown Chadron, and a nice crowd on hand for tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. I'm Dave Collins, and again, thanks to the crowd who made their way over for an evening of fun and Chadron State talk tonight. And our first guest as well, want to thank Coach John Ritson of the CSC Women's Golf Squad for coming down and visiting with us again, catching us up on his team and sharing the secret winning basketball bracket, I'm sure. Right, Coach?
Yes, of course. Guaranteed.
All right, let's do the golf thing first, and then we'll dive into the basketball March Madness stuff coming up next. And so I'm really glad you could come on. A lot of things have been happening with your golf team. You've been playing in tournaments. You were in beautiful Las Vegas last week. So let's start there. A couple of different courses, and before we get into how the team played and competed, tell us about the courses and the differences that you saw at Stallion Mountain and Legacy Golf Club.
Yeah, well, you said, you know, beautiful Vegas. It wasn't very beautiful. It was cold and windy. Not what we kind of expect when we make those big road trips. We expect a little wind in Vegas, but it was pretty cold too. So not the greatest playing conditions. The first tournament at Stallion Mountain, very disappointed in the shape of that course.
Really? What were the problems and things you saw that...
You know, they had just... I have no idea. It's like they had done nothing to it for a couple years. It had been a couple years since we had been there, and last time it was in great shape, and kind of expected that, but the fairways were dead. We got free drops from all the dead spots in the fairways, and all the bunkers played as ground under repair. So basically, if you hit it in the bunker, you got to drop out of the bunker. So you know, not a great condition to host a college tournament, but everyone played the same course in the same conditions, so there no excuses there. But you know, moving forward to next year, we kind of plan that trip every year, and talking to the coach that hosted that, we will he's in communication with that course to see if it's going to be in the same shape or not. I would see us playing a different course next year. So,
has that ever happened to you as a coach where you just are so disappointed in a course that's set up and you think, you know, this is college-level golf. We want to be at a place that's ready for us and that takes care of their course. And what does it do to you, and what did it do for the girls in terms of how you would approach playing that tournament when you're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, that's probably the first time that's really happened. You know, we might have some course conditions that aren't ideal, but for the most part, we play in some really good courses. And so, you know, game planning wise, like I said earlier, it's the same for everybody. You know, we put a lot of effort into the course management stuff as well, and that kind of changed everything when we found out that you don't actually play from the bunkers. We're just dropping out of the bunkers. So,
yeah,
you can kind of just be a lot more aggressive and hit towards spots that you probably shouldn't. And if you end up in the bunker, it doesn't hurt you. So it was a little bit different, but again, everyone played the same course. So,
how about Legacy Golf Club, Coach? What about that course? Was it a little bit more toward the standard of what you expect?
Yeah, it was in good shape. And again, we got a really cold, and probably the coldest and most wind was the first day of that Legacy tournament. But the course was in great shape.
That's great. Coach John Ritson, Eagle Women's Golf head coach, with us here tonight. So let's start with the Warrior Invite. Second place finish. What did you like from your team in that event?
You know, we played pretty good. We had a I wouldn't say a breakout performance, but a really good performance from Kinsey Smith. And Brooke Kramer also played really well day two. Those two kind of carried us that second day and helped us be in contention. You know, I thought we should have won both of those tournaments, and we just didn't have our best stuff that week. But those two kept us in it, for sure.
The second tournament, a third-place finish at Legacy, that was on the course that was a little more normal, expecting, and you didn't have to make all those switches because of the conditions. What did you feel like the team did that day and how they competed?
Yeah, we we came out and we're right in it. I think we were two strokes off the lead as a team after day one, which was the tough weather conditions. We got a pretty good day two weather-wise, and we just didn't have our best stuff. And we kind of dropped down and finished third in a tournament that, again, I thought we could win. So,
Coach, you said after the tournament, I read one of the articles on the Athletics website, said putting something special together, you guys are close to that. So it sounds like, you know, you thought maybe these tournaments were winnable, second and third. Probably, you know, happy with the top three. I think a lot of people would be, but you have pretty high expectations for your team. What do you need to do to achieve that something special that you feel like is there with this group of girls?
Yeah, and we, not that we played bad, we just didn't do anything special, but we were really close to kind of putting our best performances out there. You know, we had a lot of good stretches, and then we would have just a couple really big holes, big numbers, and you know, if we can kind of eliminate those double bogey or worse holes, we'll have a lot more girls shooting in the 70s, which would be a big improvement on our team score. And so, and that can be, you know, some mental things, making bad choices, could be bad luck. You know, that could be several different things. And, you know, after our performance, that's kind of had some time now this week to kind of think of, you know, where did we struggle, what do we need to do better. But it's really kind of tough to tell, because, you know, each girl's different, and it could have been a mental mistake, it could have been a, you know, not paying attention to the wind, it could have just been bad luck too. So it's tough to tell, but we're hoping that, you know, we can eliminate those big numbers and really put a good performance moving forward.
With these last couple of events in Vegas, was there a hole or a spot on the course that gave everybody some trouble, or was it kind of just spread out? You know, the Players' Championship with that 17th Island Green gives everybody trouble. Yeah. On the PGA Tour, you see a lot of big numbers there. Sir, probably wasn't anything like that this week, was there?
Not like that hole, but there was at Legacy. I think it was hole 12 or something. 12 and 13 back-to-back are holes that if you don't play it smart or hit a bad shot, even if you're trying to play it smart, if you don't execute your shot, you can have a big number. And that's those were kind of our last couple holes in our group based on where we started on the course, and we they got us. So just a couple big numbers from the holes that were a little more difficult, that you really have to, one, play smart, and two, execute your shot. So,
Coach, let's talk about Kenzie Smith. You brought her up. She's had a really nice season for you, and you're really just pleased overall with what Kenzie's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, Kenzie's been awesome for us. She had a great fall as well, and then she came out this spring, and I'm sure we'll talk about her wrestling a little bit too, but came straight from the national tournament there and won her, that was her first collegiate win, and she's doing great things.
Yeah, we're going to go there next, the Women's Wrestling National Tournament in Michigan. Hops on a plane, gets with the golf team down in Nevada. So obviously a really unique situation with a dual sport athlete like that. How did you get her prepared? And, you know, what did she tell you about that experience as she came from national wrestling to play golf in Vegas?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, it maybe helped her because her expectations were a little bit lower. Because she had a lot on her plate during wrestling. But we, you know, she flew in the night before our practice round. So we got there that morning. She flew in, I think got in at like 11, 1130 that night, and came in and played really well. And she put the work in, though, even when she was wrestling. So she didn't do our workouts with us. She was with wrestling for that. But she was in our practice room every day, hitting balls, making sure she was ready.
Yeah, and so she mentally didn't seem like had to make much of a switch from wrestling to golf, that she was able to make that transition pretty easily. And we'll get to ask her later in the show tonight, but I'm curious what you saw from her in that regard, and two completely different sports back-to-back like that.
Yeah, she could probably be a little meaner in wrestling because she's maybe too nice, but she has the perfect mentality for golf. And so I wasn't worried about that at all.
All right, we've got Coach John Ritson with us here tonight on the CSC Roadshow at the Ridge in Chadron. Come on down, fans. There is a great crowd here already. Hope you can join, have a dinner and drinks here at the Ridge, and enjoy the show that continues until 7 o'clock here tonight. We've got Eagle Women's Head Golf Coach John Ritson with us now. John, let's talk about another one of your players, Jordan Gross, is a second-year Eagle this year. She finished third overall on that Legacy course.
Yeah, she put the you know, two good days together there. She shot 83 both days, finished tied for third. She was playing in our individual spot, so she didn't get to help our team score, which is frustrating, but at the same time, that's the problem we run into when we got, you know, six girls that can all play in our top five, and that's a problem we haven't had in the past, and it's a good problem to have. So they're competing for that top five, and like I said, when we switch it up, the girl that moves the individual spot could be our number one, and that's how kind of close we are and the depth we have.
Heading to Pueblo to take on a walking stick golf course again in your next tournament. That's a familiar layout for you this weekend. Give some of the fans maybe not familiar with how that's gone in the past, a little taste of what you guys see down there and then what you're expecting for the weekend.
Yeah, with we always go to that tournament in Pueblo. We see a lot of RMAC schools there.
Yeah.
We seem to always play well at walking stick, and I don't know why. I don't feel like it's the easiest course, but we seem to put a pretty good performance there. Some of our lowest scores have come there. Alpine set our school record there. She shot the first day last year, she shot 70. She shot 200 par to set our 18-hole school record.
That's right, yeah.
But we seem to always have some good performances there, so I'm hoping that we can kind of eliminate those mistakes we made in Vegas and, you know, keep performing well when we get down to Pueblo.
I'm hearing of a little weather maybe moving into Colorado. Is there any reason to think that may not happen? Are you still waiting on word for it, or are you guys planning on going down there?
It'll happen. It might be 36 holes in one day instead of 2 days.
Okay.
That's happened in the past. I think actually that happened last year when Alpine, I think she shot 70, and then we did a full 36 that day and came back and shot an 80 on her second 18 holes.
Yeah.
Which makes for a long day for the girls, but it wouldn't surprise me because we play Sunday, Monday. Monday seems to be the bad weather moving in, so that might be a decision they make to do it all one day, but Sunday looks great, so hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Hope you guys can get that one in with all the success you see down there in Pueblo. And the RMAC tournament's approaching about a month away down in Chandler, Arizona. Won't have to worry about snow or anything down in Chandler. Sizing things up in the conference, what do you make of CSC's chances to make a little noise down there and finish strong?
Well, you know, we're going to have to play well, obviously. Any team that wins that tournament's going to have to put their best stuff out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming into this year, I was really hoping, you know, we'd have a top three finish this year and continue to improve as we've had in the past. But, you know, to do that, we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to play better than we did in Vegas. But I know that the girls are capable of doing that, and I'm excited to see them get to that point and compete at the RMAC.
Always fun when there's a lot on the line, too, that conference championship, and
yeah,
kind of puts a little extra juice into the golf bag, into the swing.
Yeah, especially, you know, when I started coaching, we were not in that mix, and these girls have worked hard to get in that that conversation. And again, we're still maybe on the outside looking in, maybe in that underdog role, but I think we're excited to take on that role and try to prove everyone wrong.
Sure, and you have done a great job, Coach, in bringing this program up and growing. It's been fun to see over the years, and you have to do that every year recruiting wise and continue to reload and look to the future and those type of things. So what can you tell us about any update on recruiting information and how that might be taking place? I know you're in the season, but recruiting is a year-round thing kind of now.
Yeah, it is. You know, I wish we could keep this team forever because they do a great job and I don't have to worry about them. And they're just a great group of girls, but they won't be here forever. So we do have to bring some other recruits in. And we've signed three new recruits for next year.
Okay.
I think that they can potentially contribute right away. And, it's really hard to tell exactly making that jump to the college level, but you know, based on what their high school careers, we got two girls from Colorado, so their spring seasons are, or they play in the spring, so they're just getting started. But based on what they've done so far, I think that they could have a chance to contribute right away and make it even harder for me to figure out who our top five are.
Always a good problem to have, those choices of players to fit into that top five with competition. It means you have a lot of good players to pick from.
Yeah, for sure. And I think competition, you know, every coach is going to say that it brings out the best of them. And we're going to have a lot of good senior upperclassmen leadership when these girls come in to kind of show them what it takes to be successful. And so they'll have some good leadership to look to, and but hopefully they can also mix it up and compete.
You bet. All right. We have talked a ton of golf. It's time to talk a little college basketball, Coach. I know you're very busy and don't get to watch as much college hoops probably as you may want to. I don't know, but I know you got a bracket in front of you. So
I do.
The thing I've learned about March Madness and brackets is it's usually the people who don't really watch much college basketball that win any kind of like pool or anything that I'm ever in. So I think you probably got the winning bracket in front of you. I know you told me you didn't get to watch a whole lot of college hoops this year, but who do you like?
No, I didn't watch any.
But, okay.
At least not a full game. A couple halves here and there, and you know, outside of our Eagles here,
right?
Probably watched more wrestling than the basketball. But I do know it's Coach K's last year, and I'm a big fan of good coaching, and
yeah,
I don't think anyone can argue that he has done a great job. So I am. I'm not a Duke fan, but this year I am. I think it'd be awesome for him to go out on top and win it all. I think that maybe my underdog to make a run would be Murray State.
Ah, the Racers, yeah.
Yeah, just because, you know, they put together a good year and only had two losses, and I think that says something, you know, finding a way to win, even though they might not play the best competition in ACC basketball or anything like that, but I think it says something about finding a way to win, and if you know how to win, I think you can have the chance to get it done when it counts.
I love to hear how people end up picking their brackets, some based on who they actually think will win, some pick it on who they want to win. You like to pick it based on head coaches and who you like in coaching. You talk Coach K, obviously a legend, one of the best to ever do it. Do you have Michigan State and Duke in that second round game?
Let's see here. I believe so, yeah.
I was good, because my question is, if you've got Tom Izzo against Coach K, how in the world do you pick that one?
That is a tough one. But, again, Coach K's last year, And I know they didn't win their last home game, correct?
Yeah, and yep, so, Carolina got them.
Yep, so, you know, I think that that'd be just a good way to go out. And they're going to have to go through Gonzaga, which is, again, another great coach there. They've done a great job, and I think they're one of the favorites to go the whole way. So they're going to have to go through that as well. But, again, more of a hope than anything, I guess, to have Coach K go out on top.
So who's your final four? Who's your official final four? If you're willing to share before, right. I know you don't want people to copy your picks so that they win, but if you can give us your final four, let's hear it.
Well, obviously Duke, and then I have Murray State and Wisconsin and Houston, and I have Houston and Duke in the finals. So I think Houston, based on my 30 minutes of research beforehand, could make a run based on their athleticism and stuff. And so, but again, hopefully Duke comes out on top.
Is that who you have winning the whole thing in the bracket?
Yep.
The Blue Devils?
Yep.
Okay.
So, and I, again, based on the year, I'm not confident with that pick, but that's my wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Coach K. I think, you know, if you're going to look at all these teams, coaching-wise, that is number one and number 1A, 1B maybe with Izzo and some of those other guys.
He
certainly could do it any given year. So we got a Duke-Houston final with Duke over Houston from Coach John Ritson. Coach, thanks for sharing the bracket, for talking banter about the tournament with us, and, of course, all this great stuff happening with the women's golf team. Giving us an update there as well. It's always good to catch up with you. And hope you get a golf in Pueblo this weekend. Best of luck there and the RMAC championships as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You got it. That is John Ritson, coach of the women's golf team. We're going to come back and we will visit with Kinsey Smith, who we talked to with Coach. We'll talk with Kinsey, get more details on just that crazy weekend of women's wrestling national champions, championships right into the golf tournament and much more. That's on the way next on the CSC Sports Roadshow, live tonight from the Ridge in downtown Chadron and presented by Security First Bank.
Serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Ron and the Ridge crew always serving up a great time down here in downtown Chadron at the Ridge Restaurant. Swing by, stop by. We got another half hour plus of the live show tonight. Plenty of Eagle fans down here enjoying dinner, drinks, and Eagle festivities, if you will. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, host of your CSC Sports Roadshow once a month on location. And we have just finished up with head coach John Ritson of the Eagle women's golf team. Now we're going to bring in one of his star student athletes and a young lady we talked to back in the fall golf season as well, in Kinsey Smith, who just continues to be a CSC dynamo, really. Kinsey, your plate is so full and you do so many things with the Eagles. It's fascinating to talk to you every few months and kind of figure out what's been going on, what lately is happening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me again.
You bet. Great to have you and your whole team down here hanging out and supporting, and it's awesome to see you guys get together coming back from playing in your golf tournament. Let's start with, as a dual sport athlete, I mean, I keep hearing about this crazy trip you took, and Coach talked about it, to make it to two of your events. Plane rides from one side of the country to the other in just a matter of days. Tell us about the travel schedule that you just experienced to compete for the CSC women's wrestling team and the CSC golf team all in the same weekend, essentially.
Yes, so it was definitely really crazy. We competed in the National Wrestling Tournament, and that was great. And Saturday is when that tournament ended, and we went straight from there to the airport, the Detroit airport, and I got on my plane to Las Vegas. It was a five-hour flight. We got to Vegas around midnight, and then Coach Ritson picked me up from the airport, and we played our practice round the next day. So it was super fun. I was definitely a little bit stressed out thinking about it the whole week, making sure I was able to get on that flight, because if I missed it, then that was our only option, and I was really just nervous about that.
So if you had missed the practice tournament and showed up in time to play, could you still have played? It's not a requirement to do that practice round, right?
Yes, I could have just played without a practice round, and that would have been fine, but I would have preferred to play the practice round.
Yeah, that would have kind of messed up your preparation, right? Is that when you're going into playing a golf tournament that you've got, like a free throw shooter, your routine is the same every time. For you as a golfer, is your, the routine, do you like it to be kind of the same every time before you start a tournament and then as you go through?
Yes, for sure. And the benefit of a practice round, too, is you get to see the course, you get to hit different shots from different places that are specific to that course. So that's really what I was worried about going into it, but it all worked out and it was awesome.
Boy, it did, and an amazing whirlwind travel for you. What challenges do you feel like that presented it in being at Wrestling Nationals and then getting to golf in Vegas? You mentioned the stress of it, but were there other challenges or things you really felt like you had to overcome to succeed in that golf tournament following wrestling?
Well, I think just my mindset. Going into the National Wrestling Tournament, I had a lot of things on my mind. It wasn't just wrestling. I was more focused on how am I going to get to Vegas? Am I going to be able to golf? Like, all of that kind of stuff, which was kind of silly looking back on it, but that was kind of on my mind. But it wasn't really that big of a deal. I still was able to have a good time and all that, so it was good.
Worried about showing up at the wrestling mat with your putter and showing up at the golf course with your wrestling gear, right?
Yes.
Not to mix things up. Kinsey, tell us about Women's Wrestling Nationals in Michigan. What was the atmosphere like? Just kind of let our fans know, what you experienced out there?
So it was a super cool tournament. It was really big, bigger than any tournament I've been to this year. It's a super competitive environment, obviously. So yeah. I felt a little bit out of place as a first-year wrestler there. Everyone knew what they were doing, and I was just brand new. A little bit intimidated, but it was still really cool to see that. And the coolest thing to me was that there were a lot of girls there wrestling that I'd heard the names of before I even became a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little bit starstruck. It was like watching celebrities wrestle. So even just... like when I wasn't wrestling, I got to see that happen, and I really enjoyed that.
And despite being a competitive situation and everybody's out there to win and defeat the others, did you get to mingle around with some of the other wrestlers and some of those that you'd heard of and got been familiar with, but then you finally think, hey, I get to meet them and talk to them? Is there any of that at the Women's National Tournament, or does everybody kind of stay in their own corner and stare down the other one and say, hey, I'm going to get you?
Yeah, it's kind of more like everyone stays separate. The only time that I really got to like interact with other teams was the day before when we went there for practice. We had to borrow another team's scale, so we got to talk to them for a little while. And then the next day at weigh-ins, we were all sitting in a line with my 101-pound weight class, and while we were waiting for weigh-ins to start, we got to talk to them. And so I talked to a few girls from different schools, and they were super nice. It's just a little bit weird, like, talking to your competitor in this type of sport, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Kinsey Smith with us here on the CSC Sports Roadshow, women's golfer and women's wrestler, dual sport athlete. They even crisscross and happen at the same time, as we've learned here with Kinsey. What did you get the most out of being part of CSC's women's wrestling team this year, a brand new sport in the very first year that they've had it at the school?
Yeah, so honestly, if this wasn't the first year that wrestling was here, I wouldn't be a wrestler because I'm brand new, obviously. So I just jumped on that opportunity as soon as I saw it. And I think just doing that and stepping out of my comfort zone really just gave me a lot of confidence in myself and in trying new things. So I think that really benefited me. And then also I gained a lot of new relationships with the team and the coaches and all of that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't have had that if I didn't have this wrestling experience, which is awesome.
And I remember back in the fall, you said, I'm going to do wrestling. I don't know if I'm any good. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to go in. Was it an advantage to really not have any expectations and just, you know, give something brand new a try?
Absolutely. I think that honestly has been a big theme for me this year, just not going in with expectations, just looking to have fun, try something new. And it's worked out really well for me. I've just been really open to feedback and trying to get the new stuff down, so it's worked out.
Well, you make it sound so easy to try something brand new. Did you ever have a fear? Did you ever have a fear to overcome in wanting to try women's wrestling or to even just handle so many things as a CSC student athlete at the same time?
Oh, definitely. I like debated even trying wrestling at first over the summer when I heard that it was going to come here, but I knew that I couldn't let this opportunity slip away because this would be my one chance to do something that I wanted to do for a while, which was wrestling. So I was nervous about that. I was nervous about the time commitment, but everyone was really flexible with me, and so it worked out really well, and I can't wait to do it again.
Got to take advantage of those opportunities,
oh,
right?
For sure.
Amazing. Kinsey Smith with us here on the CSC Sports Roadshow live at the Ridge tonight until 7 o'clock, and let's talk about golf now. We've hit wrestling. You've made the plane. Everything was fine. You got to the tournament. You played the practice round, and then you hopped in and played a couple of tournaments. Coach talked about the poor condition of the first course for that tournament, and that was, I had not heard that. It seemed like a surprise to him, surprise to you.
Yes.
When you walked onto the course to start playing that tournament and saw what you were going to face, did that kind of change what you wanted to try and do or how you were approaching that tournament?
I didn't really think about it like that. I knew that the course was in poor condition, and we had been there a couple years ago, and it was in much better condition, so
yeah.
I was really surprised to see that, but I didn't really let that faze me. I knew that I could still hit the ball away. I know how to. The greens, that rattled me a little bit at first because it was just so bumpy and we couldn't make putts that we normally would just because of the uncertainty of those greens. But I think we kind of started figuring it out more the second day. And, yeah, it was surprising, but I think we still were able to overcome it.
And it's kind of fun when you don't have to hit out of the sand, right?
Oh, absolutely. That was definitely something I was happy about. I didn't actually end up going in that many sand traps, though, so I don't think it would have been that big of a deal if we had to play out of it. But, yeah, definitely did not want to play out of those bunkers.
Get those free drops because of the course conditions. Kinsey, how about the second tournament? What did you make of that second one in Vegas?
So the second tournament, the course was in much better shape. The weather on the first day was not very good. It was very cold and windy, so we were not happy with that. But we still obviously overcame it and played golf. And then the second day was beautiful, and it's what you want in Vegas golf, like warm, sunny, not windy at all.
Yeah.
I didn't play as well that second day, but it was still like a really fun tournament and a fun day overall just because of the nice weather.
That's great, and hopefully the weather will hold off for this weekend down in Pueblo where you guys get to play at that Walking Stick golf course. Do you like the course you're going to play down there at Walking Stick?
Yes.
Is that one that you're looking forward to?
Yes, I'm so excited for it. So last year in the spring was the first time that I'd ever played that course. We played 36 holes in one day there
yeah.
because the weather was supposed to be bad the second day. And it was a really fun tournament, and we all kind of shot well there. We were able to put some good scores up. So I'm expecting that again this year. Hopefully we can put together some good rounds. And it's just a really fun course, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, we hope you get that tournament in. The snow and the rain hold off so you guys
yes.
can play. And then RMAC is coming up as well. Are you looking forward to the RMAC golf tournament and a chance to go out there and compete against the other rival schools in the league down in Arizona?
Yes, for sure. I played my first RMAC golf tournament last year, and it was just such a cool experience to have the three-day tournament and just to see all of your conference teams there that you don't always get to play with during
yeah.
the regular season. I'm also really excited for the weather in Arizona. Hopefully it's nice and warm. We don't always get that in the spring. It's a little bit crazy with weather, but I'm really excited to go play some Arizona golf.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Absolutely good, beautiful courses down there in Arizona. And as if being a student and in classroom work, number one, being a women's wrestler and a women's golfer, it's a member of two teams, and you got the big event as well. I mean, you're just super involved in everything with all that, with all these things. Now, the big event coming up, what are you guys doing to get prepared for the big event, and how involved are you in that right now?
So I'm the marketing coordinator for the big event, and it's on April 9th this year, which is a Saturday, and it's a couple weeks earlier than it has been in the past.
Yeah.
But registration for volunteers and job sites are open now until April 1st, so right now we're just trying to get the word out, trying to get volunteers registered, and so far it's been great. We've had a great number of people who are interested in being involved. So, yeah, we're just looking forward to continuing doing that for the next couple weeks, and we're so excited to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this event at CSC. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Community service, wrestling, golf, school, and then March Madness, too. You got to put
yes,
that on your plate as well.
Course.
So let's talk about the bracket a little bit. You heard your coach with Duke and Houston in the championship.
Yeah.
That's a championship game. I don't know that we're going to see a whole lot of people pick it. Murray
no.
State in the Final Four, too. A huge sleeper. I love it. I love it when people take those huge risks. What's your bracket looking like with your Final Four? Who's that? We'll start with your Final Four.
All right, so I have Gonzaga, Kentucky, Arizona, and Kansas in my Final Four.
Okay, so you like the big boys, the heavyweights.
Yep, I do.
Big Kev likes the big boys, the big
yep.
heavy, the heavyweight, the number one seeds.
Yes,
I Coach do. Told me they call you Big Kev.
Yep, that's my name, Big Kev, Kevin.
Love it. Okay, so we've got all those top teams in the top spot, a great choice. Now, who do you like winning the whole thing?
Kansas, and I couldn't really tell you why I picked that. I have some friends who are diehard Kansas fans, and so I trust their judgment. I think they're going all the way.
Rock Chalk, I'll tell you what, that's a heck of a program. They are really, really strong. I don't have them in my Final Four. I got the Jayhawks getting upset by Iowa.
Okay. Interesting.
It doesn't mean that's right, because it's not going to happen, probably because it's on my bracket. So I think you're safe with putting Kansas over Iowa and into the Final Four. Do you have a sleeper? Do you have a team? Do you have a Murray State that you're taking far, or somebody that's kind of one of those lower seeds that you think might sneak through and pull off some upsets and have the Cinderella slipper on?
I mean, I don't really know about, like, upsets. I just have a few in here. Honestly, when I pick my teams in the brackets, I think of places where I used to live, because I used to live in a few places. So, like, North Carolina, Illinois, Ohio, all of those places. My whole family's from Wisconsin. So I kind of try to have them win a few games. Not all the way, unless I'm feeling really confident about it. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
That's fun. So you pick based on past places you've lived and teams that are in those areas.
Yes.
Coach picks on head coaches. I try to pick a couple of sleepers that go far every year, and then otherwise who I actually think is going to do it, because I'm a sports radio person for life, so I sort of have to look like I know what I'm doing with college basketball. It doesn't hardly ever end up that way. I'll tell you a little story. The mom of one of my best friends from high school picked based on mascots.
Okay.
And she was second place in this gigantic bracket. We did a little for fun bracket thing in school, and she took second place based on mascots.
Wow.
And I always remember that, because really it is just a crapshoot as to who's gonna have the best bracket out there. Really, you could do it any kind of different way. The Delaware Blue Hens were a sleeper team that year. She loved Blue Hens, and they ended up winning two or three games. And
wow.
So that's how it worked out. But for your sake, I hope Ohio, Illinois, and Wisconsin do very well this year.
Yes, for sure.
Kinsey, it's been so much fun visiting with you once again. You just do so many things that make Chadburn State proud, and you're so great for the school and the community. Thanks again for being on and sharing your story with us about that wild trip from wrestling nationals to golf and the big event coming up and more. So appreciate you being on once again. Good luck to you the rest of the semester.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Absolutely. Kinsey Smith of CSC Women's Golf Wrestling, and as you heard, so much more. We have our final guest of the night coming up next, and really excited to get to visit with Kenzie Garner from the CSC softball team here in just a few moments. She is a brand new player and pitcher for this squad. We're going to get to know Kenzie and talk a little bit more about the softball season and, of course, the March Madness bracket with Kenzie coming up too. We are live tonight with the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank at the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, the Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Welcome back to our radio show here tonight. We're at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. Fantastic crowd tonight. Thanks to everybody who came down to enjoy the evening here and enjoy the radio show and hang out with fellow Eagle fans and enjoy the Ridge. And we are on to our third guest already. It always amazes me how fast this hour goes. And I'm glad we're to this point as well, because Kenzie Garner is joining us, a brand new Eagle, a freshman on campus and enjoying her first season with CSC Sports and part of that CFC softball team that is in season right now. Kenzie, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on with us tonight. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm glad you're here and to talk about softball. I love softball season. It's just so fun to be out on the diamond. And was it fun to have those games at home this past weekend? Finally, you guys have been on the road so much. The Pueblo series gets moved because of weather. Had to be fun to play at home.
Oh, yeah. Super fun. We shoveled last week. And, you know, it was really fun to play on the field when we could see all of our hard work that we put in pay off. And you know, it was great to see familiar faces come and watch us, and it was just an awesome feeling.
The field looked great, and a lot of fans may not know that it is you ladies, the team that goes out and does a lot of that work, especially got all the football guys and wrestling guys like all gone because of spring break, so you didn't have some of that help you've had. Was it tough to get the field cleared in time, or just...
It was a long day, but, you know, it was fun being out there in the snow, and it really paid off seeing all the girls out there. And, you know, I just have some really great teammates, and I'm very lucky to have those girls and wouldn't want to shovel a field for 5 hours with anyone else.
It's a great way to put it. Yeah. It's a great way to put it. And it didn't affect your pitching arm or your pitching shoulder at all. You played terrific over the weekend, and we'll get into that. But, Kenzie, you're a freshman out of Broomfield, Colorado, already a huge piece of the CSC softball program. What do you make of the college softball life so far, transitioning from high school up to the college level?
You know, I just love the school so much in itself, and I've had you know, a great roommate, a great support system by my family, and it's made the transition, you know, pretty easy for me. And, you know, it's a grind, softball season, and to get to this point, it's, you know, it shows that all the work that we've put in, it's paying off, and we've grown so much together as a team, and, like, these ladies, they have my back at every moment, and I have theirs, and, like, it shows on the field when, you know, we do have great games, and everyone's just giving their all out there, which is great to see.
That's awesome to see, and you're from Colorado, Broomfield, much bigger town, much bigger city. You come to Chadron, small town, tight-knit, rural as opposed to urban. Was it a change, and to come from a place that large to a place that small, and
I was looking at schools, and I was like, ooh, this place, it might be a little too small for me, like, talking to my parents about it, but I am absolutely in love with going to school here. I love the small town. The people are just so kind, and I made some relationships that I know are going to last a lifetime, which I know is special to this place and where I'm at right now.
Well, I grew up in Westminster, town not too far from Broomfield, so I'm familiar with the Front Range, and I've been out here in western Nebraska, not Chadron for 7 years, was 2 hours south in another town for 10 or 11 years, so I've been out here almost 20 years, so I can tell you that you can make the adjustment, and it really does feel like home because the people out here are terrific, and I'm glad that you have found that thus far early on in your life and career at Chadron State. Kenzie Garner, freshman softball player for the Eagles. Kenzie, through 6 starts and 9 appearances now, you got a real nice ERA, 3.61. Is that kind of success early on in your pitching career something that you expected to have, or are you a little bit surprised that first taste of college softball, you're finding some swings and misses and a lot of outs out there?
You know, it is surprising to me, but, you know, I have such supportive coaches, and my teammates are so supportive, and they make going out there fun and easy, and, you know, I know that whenever I go out there, my ERA is that because of all the girls backing me up. And there were, you know, great plays, and there's always great plays. And, you know, to get wins and all of this that's happening with us, and we're starting to progress. And it really goes back to the team, and I'm just so lucky to have them behind me and backing me up.
You just played 6 games in 3 days, and I know that you ladies are used to tournament play and back-to-backs and on days and things like that, but 6 in 3 days, was that tough going Saturday, Sunday, and then on Monday as well?
Yeah, it is. You know, you get to Sunday and you're like, oh, you know, I get to rest, but this Sunday it was like, no, we're going back out tomorrow. And, you know, we had come off some losses, and we were ready to go back out there and get a win, and I think all of us were motivated that day, and it was definitely more tiring, though, I will say.
Kenzie Garner, our guest, CSE softball freshman on the show. Kenzie, last weekend, weekend into Monday, so the start of the week, really, but your extended weekend, you got the starting nod in 3 of the games, and let's talk about Northern State on Monday. 7 innings, 42 pitches, and a win. How were you able to pitch that well and efficient? I mean, you averaged, 6-7 pitches an inning with a win there. That's incredible.
I mean, I think efficiency goes back to, you know, the goal is when you're pitching ground balls, pop-ups, and it is hard to get strikeouts at this level, and I think that that's been a big change for me as well coming into this. But I had some phenomenal plays behind me, and there were great at-bats, and, you know, Coach always tells us a win is not one person, and a loss isn't one person either, and, like, that was just, all the pieces came together that game, and there was, I mean, yes, I was successful, but my whole team was amazing that game, and them backing me up was what it was really about.
Were you a strikeout pitcher in high school? You said it's a little bit different at college. Would you call yourself a strikeout pitcher in high school?
You know, I wouldn't. I had a pitching coach, same pitching coach all the way growing up, and he always taught me ground balls and pop-ups were going to get me to the next level, and now that I'm here, I really do see that, and it's tough. It is very much tougher playing at this level. There are good hitters, and the teams here are good, and but, you know, it's taken me a long way, so just keep grinding and hope for the best.
Yeah, it's nice to have those defenders rely on them behind you to make plays, help you out, because it is difficult to make strikeout after strikeout out there in the circle. As Kenzie Garner, our guest, and in Friday's game, you face one of the best teams you're going to see all season in Colorado Christian. They've been really good for a handful of years in a row here now, and last year's RMAC regular season champions. You really held them at bay, though. You pitched 7 innings against CCU in that first game, allowed just 2 runs, and Friday's game, I meant Saturday's game. you allowed just 2 runs. How do you feel you pitched in that one, and how were you able to kind of limit them to such low output when they normally hit a lot of people around?
You know, those girls are very good hitters. I haven't faced a team in this league yet who are as good as they were, and But, you know, it all comes back when we're in those stressful situations. I know that I'm able to just focus on the batters because the girls behind me, they're just so supportive. And, like, I know when I go out there, whether I fail and whether I do well, I'm going to have the same support of teammates and coaches as if, you know, I didn't get the outcome I wanted. And, you know, we still lost that game, but I think that we grew a lot through it together. And I think that we showed up and we really showed each other that when all the pieces come together, we're really a great team. So I thought it was awesome to see that we could hold our own against them.
I think you showed, I know you're a freshman, but you showed maturity and kind of upperclassman and veteran savvy in the circle in that game, because Colorado Christian, they had 7 left on base in the first 3 innings. That can rattle young pitchers. That can really make things difficult. But you were able to leave them on the bases, and CCU couldn't get them around. You know, as a pitcher, what's kind of going through your mind when you've got some traffic on the bases, things aren't really starting so well, but you're able to get out of it?
Yeah, in high school I was a relief pitcher, so I would get put in a lot in those stressful situations. But, you know, you just have to trust your defense and trust your own abilities as well. I mean, we're taught all the way up, you know, don't stress. You know you can trust yourself. And with having those defenders behind me who I know put in so much effort every day in, day out, I go in and, you know, I try to do my best, and I know that they're going to be behind me. So,
Kenzie, what's your favorite pitch to throw?
I have an off-speed curveball, and I love when people swing at it. and you know, sometimes it gets a good laugh sometimes, but I turn around and my teammates, they're giggling, and I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, we got to be serious. But it's a fun pitch to throw, and, you know, I love my slower pitches. I've always been more of a slower pitch girl when I like to mix up the speeds. So.
You love to feel the breeze of the bat come through the zone, not make contact, and you feel that nice little breeze of, swing and a miss, right?
You know, it's always nice. It doesn't always happen, but it's fun when it does.
Kenzie, what other softball team? Do you watch other college softball? Do you follow Major League Baseball at all? Are you a fan of any in particular teams or players in those games?
I'm a Colorado Rockies fan to the grave, you know.
It's kind of tough for us in that manner, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I love going to the games, and we have some great supportive fans. And, you know, I am a fan of another baseball player. My brother actually plays at Metro in Denver, and they're in our league, but he's my favorite baseball player, and I'm his biggest fan, so I have to say that. But I watch Arkansas softball a lot. One of the girls who went to my high school plays there, so I really love to follow her. And, you know, I just like to follow the teams that, you know, aren't always the best, but they make great plays, and I see their 100% effort, so love watching.
And I'm sure brother would say you're his favorite softball player, right?
You know, I hope so.
I would hope so, too.
Yeah.
I would hope so, too. The Rockies apparently signed Chris Bryant today, former Chicago
Cubs. No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I just learned that news before I came down, and hated to see Arenado go because he was incredible. I'm a diehard Rockies fan myself, growing up in Denver. So maybe KB can bring us back. I don't know.
We've lost a lot of great players over the years, but they're always fun to watch. There's some great comebacks.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
not quite as crazy with the 16-15 games. Now the humidor's down there.
Yeah.
They called it down. Sometimes I wish they'd get rid of it, so it'd be like old college baseball down there. Kenzie, what's your major here at CSC?
I am a journalism major.
I love to hear that. I was a journalism major at CU in Boulder, and that was what my degree was into. And you don't hear a lot of journalism majors often. What made you want to get into journalism? What do you want to do?
Well, my dad is an English teacher at the high school I went to back home, and my whole life I love reading books, and then I got into journalism, and I was like, you know, there's so many options and what I can do, but I really want to be an editor. I want to edit books. I have a minor. I'm going to get a minor in literature. But yeah, that's my dream, but we'll see what happens. I love talking and interacting with people, and I think that's just a great way to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good luck on the journalism career and the major, and it's always exciting to me to hear of journalism students. And now we got to get to the March Madness side of things too. We got just a couple minutes left in the show, and we've had some picks made already here on the show. What do you like in the tournament? What's your Final Four, and who do you have winning the whole thing?
My Final Four are Gonzaga, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Auburn.
Little SEC flavor on the other side with Auburn and Tennessee.
Yeah.
Nice, a 2 and a 3 seed. That's the first time we've heard them get that far tonight.
Yeah, I picked Gonzaga because I feel like they are normally, you know, they don't choke a lot.
Yeah.
And then I like the name.
Yeah, you got the Z in there. It's a little unusual, fun to say. Do you have them winning the whole thing?
You know, I do.
Okay. Well, they're a good team, too, so it's not just the
You know, it's odd, though, having
upset,
a number one win the whole thing, but, you know, it probably won't happen. The whole bracket will fall down at some point.
I'm pretty sure that we're going to have some bracket mischief somewhere happen. Hopefully the Zags make it through. I've got them in the Final Four with Kentucky, Arizona, and Iowa. Iowa's kind of my sleeper. Do you have a sleeper team in your bracket this year?
You know, I don't know much about this, so I don't think I do, but I love the teams that come back. I really do. And that's who I end up following the most. No matter what my bracket says, I'm always rooting for the team that's the underdog. So,
what is your strategy? We've heard the golf coach with picking by head coaches. Kinsey came up here, told us she likes to pick teams based on where she's lived in her life. Do you have a kind of a fun strategy to pick teams?
I have friends back home, and they all like different teams. And, like, I have two guys who, they were twins, and I went to school with them, and they were huge Villanova fans, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna go for Villanova. That's who I'm gonna pick. And then but like, I try to pick based off of what my friends like and stuff like that, and then the names, I like the names.
Everybody's got a strategy, and usually the people that on TV seem to know the most about college basketball have one of the worst brackets, it seems like. So hopefully, whether it's where you've lived or picking by coaches or picking by colors or mascots or whatever, is what we're going to see this year, just some kind of craziness. I like to see a little bit of that wild stuff going on in the tournament. Just makes it more exciting when a team that shouldn't be in the Final Four has one of those magical rides.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of crazy. Hopefully the Eagles softball team can have a magical ride into the tournament and shock some of those big teams up at the top and give them a run for their money here in the playoffs as well. Kinsey, thanks so much for being on the show. It's been a lot of fun to get to know you and share your story with the fans. Good luck this week against the Regis Rangers and the rest of the season. Look forward to seeing you pitch for CSC again on the diamond.
Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun.
All right. Terrific. That is Kinsey Garner, CSC softball player, freshman here at CSC. It's going to wrap things up tonight for the CSC Roadshow. We're already at the end of the hour. I always am mystified how fast this hour goes. It's so much fun. Thanks to all the guests tonight. Kinsey Garner, John Ritson, and Kinsey Smith. We'll be back again next month once again. And we're going to be right here, same place, The Ridge, a great host. We're going to be here again next month. Hope you can join us for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, fans. Enjoy the March Madness tournament. Getting ready to go tomorrow.